Yours truly decided to reach for his little toolbox of tricks. That's right. So I said, okay, let me go ahead and use that battery running low eyelash blinking trick thing, you know, where it looks like my eyes are closed, but they're really not. I can still see, right? And so I could see little instructor going around one by one, making sure everyone had their eyes closed, right? And when little instructor got to me, when little instructor got to me, little instructor made a full stop. Yeah, it wasn't like one of those passive stop, glance, and move on to the next person kind of thing, which I was hoping for, but it was one of those complete stops. Yeah, like I could feel the energy kind of thing, you know. And so I'm like, oh shit, here we go again. Either my battery running low eyelash blinking trick isn't working, or Leo instructor is preparing to put a damn spell on me or some shit. I mean, because with that type of a stare down, I mean, gee, talk about heat. Ooh. But anyway, so I started getting a little nervous, right? And so I said, okay, let me see. Let me see what else I have in my little toolbox of tricks. So sure enough, after pondering a bit, I decided to settle for the old nose itch trick. I said maybe that will get Leo instructor to move on to the next dummy. So I pretended like there was a bug or something on my nose, and so I broke the whole do not move instruction and started scratching my nose for fun. And sure enough, it worked. It worked. Leo instructor finally moved on to the next dummy. Didn't say a word, just moved on. And I was like, gee, phew. That was kind of an awkward moment. Anyway, so after we finished the little warm-up exercise, this close your eyes, don't move, think of some dumb shit exercise, we all sat back down and Lil Instructor went back into this other room, and guess what Lil Instructor brought out? Lil Instructor brought out what I thought initially, at least from where I was sitting, was a deck of cards. That's right. And so I said, oh shit, here we go again. Are we going to play poker this time or some shit? I mean, when are we going to learn how to play dumb? But as Lil Instructor stepped a bit closer, I realized those were anything but a deck of cards. They were like these spiritual, like, flashcards or some shit. I don't know. I don't know what they were. But anyways, I was like, whoa. This shit is starting to get real interesting. I said, I think I'm going to stick around for a little bit just to see what other dumb shit we might get into, you know? Maybe this whole put a spell on you thing might not be a joke after all. Yeah. I'm thinking this is the part. This is it. This is the part where Leo instructor puts a spell on us. So I started to fasten things up a bit, all right? Like I started, you know, tightening up my shoelaces, tucked my shirt in, I sat up straight, and you know, I was ready for this shit. In any case, I won't go into much more details on this pit stop because like I mentioned previously, it might get a little too delicious. Yeah. I know, that's not very cool, but as I mentioned previously, I was only going to give you all just enough, and I think that was just enough, and so we'll just save the rest of that pit stop for a different form of entertainment slash publication. So in any case, after this first pit stop, I continued onward, right, with this amazing trek and adventure. And this next pit stop, which geographically speaking, wasn't that far from the previous one. This one was another one of those places where supposedly you're taught how to play dumb, right? And so I pull up and I take a look inside, and this one had like way more dummies in there than the previous one. And so I thought to myself, ooh, this one is going to be even more interesting. Yeah, I mean, with that many dummies in there.